B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
That's one of my favorite Huey Lewis songs. It's good. It's got everything you want in an 80s song.
It really does.
It does. You know what I mean? It's got the trumpets. It's got Huey doing his thing. It's got heart and soul. All wonderful stuff. Anyway, good morning. It is Thursday. It's 5:40.
Oh, yeah, it is. And that now, already feels like it's 10.
Okay, fine. then you probably don't want to hear my way too early joke.
Oh, God, please, yes.
You want, Aaron, would you like to hear my it's way too early joke?
Sure.
Okay. I saw this on Facebook and it made me chuckle.
Oh, boy.
Okay. A man received the following text from his neighbor. I'm so sorry, Bob. I'm riddled with guilt, and I have to confess, I've been tapping your wife for many weeks. I'm not getting any at home, but that's no excuse. I hope you accept my sincerest apology with my promise that it won't happen again.
The it's heart too early for this.
I told you it was a way too early
it's
joke.
Too early.
Yeah, it was way too early.
Yeah.
The heartbroken man, enraged, went into the bedroom, grabbed his wife, threw her out the back door, then he locked the door. A few minutes later, a second text came in. Damn, autocorrect. I meant Wi-Fi, not your wife. Isn't that great? I've been tapping your Wi-Fi. Yeah, wifey. Yeah. No? Way too early? I think that's funny.
You think that's funny?
It's funny.
It's so not even. It's like not funny. It's like one of those things that your like grandfather or dad sends you on like a mass email because he's retired.
I think it's
he's like,
funny.
Get this one, guys, and then everyone at work is groaning like, oh, God,
all right, that's good.
Give me the keyboard, Gramps.
That was funny. It's not your. I meant your Wi-Fi, not your wifey.
I know. Okay. If you even though when you say it over and over again,
it doesn't make it funnier.
Isn't that interesting?
Then why did Aaron and I chuckle? Because that it's funny, right? Aaron, it's funny. It's good. It's like it's a joke. Fine.
Okay.
All right. That's today's way too early joke.
Thank you.
He was glad you got it over with early.
Oh yeah, and yes.
Oh, you're fine. You know, you can text the show anytime now at 888-410-1057 if you happen to find that particular joke amusing and hilarious, please let me know so I
can do it again.
Can be encouraged to do it again.
Oh.
We'll leave it at that. Hey, speaking of texting, here's the deal. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Dave Matthews Band, Xfinity Center, June 17th. What day would
Saturday.
That be? Come on.
I mean, that's a great concert.
DMB on a Saturday
I've
night?
I've been to DMB on a Saturday night at Xfinity Center when it was
time.
Great Woods.
Yep, that's back when it was Great Woods. But now it's Xfinity Center, so we're going to give you a chance to text for tickets in, let's say, between 9:20 and 9:30 this morning. So when you get to work, dial us up for your chance to see Dave Matthews Band. It's a free ticket frenzy. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you want
to
get in?
No, I have nothing to add to that wonderful joke that you told.
You'll be repeating it to your dad later.
No, I will never repeat it to my dad. Never. You can't. Guaranteed.
I guarantee he liked it.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, he didn't. First of all, no.
Give me his number. I'm going to find out.
He would be like, that's amateur hour. And then he'd tell
you. Oh, is that what he would say?
Oh, he would literally runs circles around you when it comes to telling jokes.
It's fine. It's going to be cold and windy at Fenway. Game time 2:10. Hey, there are some good stuff happening, good things happening this year with Major League Baseball. You know how the games are just so long, right?
Yeah.
They're hard to watch on TV. They just go on and on and on. The pitchers, the catcher, you know, everybody's just takes too much time. Well, I think this first year they're going to have a pitcher's clock,
really?
Which is good. Yeah.
So what's that mean?
Well, I think they've got, maybe 40? Is it 45 seconds?
So, yeah.
Aaron, if you just look into that, but I'm just curious. To pitch the ball.
That's it? Oh, so they can't just dilly-dally.
No dilly-dally.
It's the dilly-dally
right.
rule.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on, hop to it, sir.
I agree. That's so tedious. They step they step out. You know? Wait,
yes, but also, is there a batter situation?
The batter has to be in the box.
Mm-hmm. So you have 45
ready.
Seconds, everybody.
I'm not sure if it's 40 seconds or...
So pitchers have 15 seconds to throw the ball with the bases empty, and then 20 seconds when there's a man on base.
Okay, that is so much better.
Yeah, but it's going to really freak those weirdos out.
What weirdos?
Both of them. I mean, you know, baseball players are just notoriously strange. Mm. They like got to tap this, that, and the other.
Yeah, right. Ortiz was, Big Poppy was, man,
oh, remember
nuts.
Nomar Garciaparra? I mean, oh, yeah, he'd like unstrap, strap. It was insane.
He would do the hand jive every
Right, bat. Every time. I'm like, is this a dance or am I watching baseball? I don't understand. But and also the same thing with pitchers. They're like,
yeah.
Like
they walk behind the bag. They take their rosin bag. They stretch. They're shaking their head. No, yes, no. Yeah, so that's good news.
But
the bad news is it's getting really expensive. I just saw the average. This is for the whole league. Right now, you're looking at the average ticket price is about $35. That ain't Fenway.
No.
The average fan spends an additional $51 on concessions, parking, and merch. That seems low. In Boston, at Fenway, it's $60 in the garage, right?
Yeah, it's
the
awful.
One that's next to
it's like a $500 trip,
right?
Basically, I'd rather
for a family of four
to go to a baseball game.
I'm not talking bleachers, and that's still expensive. But if you want any kind of box or any kind of baseline situation, you're $500
in. You want to eat food,
yeah.
And that's like, and you can't like say to your kid, no, you can't have a hot dog.
You can't. Who's going to say that? They're throwing hot dogs at you. I'm going
to
catch one.
So sick. I'd rather go to a hotel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay.
Watching on TV.
Oh.
Right, look at your face.
It's Bob and LBF. Didn't, when you first started dating Dave, didn't he sing that to you?
All right. I say something off the air.
But it was funny because it kind of goes into what I was talking about. So what? He's just coming at you, singing I Want to Rock With You?
It's just a funny memory I have of Dave being a little tipsy and singing that song to me.
I Want to Rock. Did you like
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, Dave.
Did you like it? Well, did you rock with him? No.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
rock
my God.
With you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, dance. I meant dance.
Oh, my God.
You know, a little shoulder shimmy? No?
There's no shoulder shimmy. Oh, my God.
There might have been. You forgot. You were drinking.
I feel like I have an allergic reaction when you talk like that. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of date night.
Yes.
All right. So here's what I've come up with as top dates for people. Okay. So these are some I'm just going to run by. See what you think. Okay. Going on a long drive.
No.
That's not a good fun date, going on a long drive. Scenic.
No.
Huh?
No, because no, especially, you know what? All right. Did I start to date? Am I on a first date? Maybe. That's fun. You get to know each other. You see how he drives.
No, these are couples. You're coupled up.
You're coupled up.
Coupled up.
Especially if you've been married for years because you're screaming at him because he's tailgating or maybe he's like driving too fast or too slow or like misses a turn.
All right. Cooking together. Cooking together. That's fun. That can be fun. My wife and I used to do that back
you
in the single
together?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Well, yeah, you're cooking, you have a little wine.
It seems Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn, like 70s movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't then, but you know, it was fun. Cooking together can be a fun date. It's not if you're cooking for each other. If it's like a bunch of people, your kids,
that's not
fun.
No. Okay, just cooking together, and you're like, feed each other. Like, taste this, the kitty afterwards.
One can hope.
Delicious.
Okay. A night in together. Just a night in together. That's nice.
Yeah, I like a night in together. Just nothing. Like, what documentary do you want to watch, Dave? And he's like, oh, God help me.
Yeah, I know. That's like that could be the downer part of it there. But most people agree, going out to dinner is the numero uno dato. So going out to dinner.
We have an expression a little bit in our family.
What's that?
Dinner's a downer.
Because dinner's a downer?
Dinner can be a bit of a downer, especially if you go and sit in a seat and like eat. And then you go home and you're super tired.
Now,
that's not a good date to me. A good date is this. Are you ready?
No, I'm sitting down.
Okay. It's at a bar, which means, because this is why, because it means that you don't have a kid.
Right, yes.
And nobody else at the bar is going to have a kid. Because sometimes when you're having like a nice romantic evening, there's a family next to you with like three baby seats and like you want to die. And then you talk to each other. You're kind of distracted by the bartender, distracted by the people who walk in, make judgments about other
couples.
You're
getting good service.
You're getting your services right
there. Service right there.
Your drinks are coming.
You might have a game on.
Yeah.
You do that. Right? There's distraction.
Yep. There's a distraction. There's
Let me tell you this. We went to dinner Saturday night and we are preferring the bar. So... we got a bar seat and it was great.
That's it.
You know, because you're like you said, you talk to each other, you got a bartender.
You're in the thick of it.
Right there.
You're
the, what
you're
do you
in
need?
The mosh pit.
How's everything?
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
I know.
Plus you're you know, knee to knee. It's nice.
Ew.
What do you
why
mean?
Are you gonna make it neat? Why?
What?
Why
because it's date night. You know, you're together.
Date
you can
night. It's not a date night if you're married. It's not a date night. It's just you guys are growing up. It's not a date night, Bob.
Oh, excuse me?
You don't date. You're married.
Listen,
just get over
you
yourself.
You do.
Everyone get over themselves. You and your husband are going out. It's not date night.
So is that right?
Yeah,
you're going to proclaim, you're moving forward, couples will not have date night.
No.
Anyway, I'm here to tell you. The bar is the way to go. We've moved on.
You that.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying I have other reasons because I think that you wouldn't care about. You don't care if there's a game on.
No, I don't.
You're right, like today.
Right.
Socks are on. You're there at the bar. You're getting awesome service.
Not really. Like, no.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't like that. Go ahead.
And then you can make friends with people if you so choose.
I literally just said this.
Did you say that?
I said all of these things.
Okay.
You know,
except the knees touching and that. Because you're with together.
Ew.
What you do is you kitty corner in. Isn't that nice? You face each other. And you have that option.
I'm not sitting next to you at a bar ever.
Well, anywho.
He's touching my knee.
Well, your knees are
knees
touching.
Knees are touching. Knee to knee.
Hence,
day night. I got some knee to knee action going on with Bob Bronson over here. Can't handle it. I'm sweating. Have you ever been knee to knee with Bob?
Anyway. So, at the end of the day, the takeaway here for me is
what I told you.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I told you, and then you.
No, I told you.
Kind of riffed on it.
No.
Because I told you last Saturday, we could have opted to have a seat, but said, let's sit at the bar, hun. Much better.
Yeah.
And it was a great night. I'm like, why don't we do this all the time?
Right. You got a little knee-on-knee action.
Sure.
Yeah, and that made you happy.
It sure does.
That's just like a slippery slope with you, though. Poor Carolyn's like, oh, God, our knees touched. You know what that means.
I'm taking a rando call. Bail me out, caller.
R-O-R. I have a story.
Uh-huh.
A bar story.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
It's not, you can call it a date night, but when your kids are older and they're gone, it's not a date night anymore.
Thank you.
Why not? What is
Thank you. It's just you going out together.
You're just going out. So my husband and I went out, and we visited his mom. On the way home, we stopped and had a drink at Sylvan Street Grill, and we got an appetizer. We sat at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Were your knees touching?
You get service.
Yeah, you do.
Well, we were eating an appetizer, and he was getting crumbs on his pant leg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been married 32 years.
Right.
And I was picking the crumbs away. Some guy thought I was fucking with him.
Oh, God. So you're
and
rushing.
My husband was just like rolling his eyes up. And
oh, my God. You know the next thing that Bob orders at a bar is going to be like some crumbly crumb cake.
All right.
Carol is like, I got a plan. Forget the knees.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
It's a visual. It is a visual. There you are. So Owen Wilson, actor.
Yeah.
Big Stones fan, and he somehow got connected with Mick and Keith and ended up getting a lifetime pass.
What?
Lifetime pass to see the Stones wherever, whenever he wanted. It was a laminate. And in the first concert he had it, he screwed up and they took it away from him because he was hanging out too close to the stage and was where Mick wanted to be.
Can't have nice things. So the next day
they said, hey, we need that laminate back.
No.
And he lost it for life.
For life?
That was it.
Ridiculous.
That was kind of,
that's
you know, because Mick was like, who's down there? This is in my way.
Well, so, yeah, it's like if you look somebody in the eye.
But what? I didn't know there was a concept of a lifetime pass, laminate pass to anywhere they're playing. That'd be cool. Who would you get if you had a lifetime pass to whenever,
well,
wherever?
I'm running out of time. Barry Manilow. Listen.
Okay.
I like Barry Manilow.
Okay.
If Liza Minnelli was touring, I would take her.
Okay. All right. I mean, you have Eagles.
If John Denver alive.
You got Dave Matthews Band. A lot of people might say Dave Matthews.
No, thank you. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go where the rest of the people are. I want, like, the person who does, like, very small venues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So, well, like,
Barry's not going to withdraw your laminate, so.
Fine.
Okay.
He's really old, though.
But, you better act fast.
What about you?
I said the Eagles would be good.
Well, they're not even alive.
Well, but yes, they are. Some of them still are.
Well, barely.
Saw him last year at the Garden. I'd see him again.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, Lynn. Let's say good morning to our player today. And he is, is it George?
Yes, it is. George.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hi, George.
Hey, George.
Bye, George.
Hi.
It's George. George. I just pulled him on Bronson.
George from Somerville.
Yes.
George, you know, when I was going to Emerson College back in the 80s, I lived in Somerville, and at the time, it was low rent, my friend. Low
Not
rent.
Anymore.
No, my
Not
cousin,
anymore.
My cousin and I shared an apartment for $400 a month.
Yeah.
And we those thought that
good,
was...
You know, that apartment's probably Not like anymore. $1 million now
Isn't
if you wanted to buy it.
Crazy? Oh, my goodness. Those were the days.
Congratulations, George. You live in a beautiful place.
Right? If I had only stayed. Okay, good. Anyway, George, enough about me. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
No kidding.
All right, fine. Isn't she fun? George, yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself other than you live in Somerville.
Guy in Somerville.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Self-employed. And
what do you do?
Hopefully I do well today.
What do you do?
Maybe he wants
I'm an attorney.
Oh, he's an attorney.
Okay.
I see. I get it.
So he's smart, LBF. You don't go to law school if you're a dummy. So let's just put it that way. So you got your hands full with this guy, LBF. George, you know how it works. Get all 10 of these questions right. We're going to give you $1,000. Okay.
Yep.
And be sure if you're not completely sure to say pass. We'll give you time to come back too. We ran out of time yesterday. That's always the worst. All right, George from Somerville. Here we go.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
What was Muhammad Ali's name before he changed it in 1964?
Cassius Clay.
Who is Luke Skywalker's father?
Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader.
Which alphabet consists of dots?
A Braille.
Who sings Don't Stop Till You Get Enough?
Journey.
Well, which of the Seven Dwarfs wears glasses?
Pass.
How many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
What kind of creature is Rikki Tikki Tavi?
Pass.
Who is pitching at the Red Sox opening day game?
Oh, jeez. Pass on that one.
From what country did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands?
Spain?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Denmark. But Spain's a good guess. Seems like it would be like, you know, something you buy from Spain.
Yeah. I thought, listen, you came out of the gates real strong.
Yeah.
George, you got the first four right, and you got tripped up with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah. Well, here's what you missed. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough is sung by Michael Jackson. Which of the Seven Dwarfs wears glasses? Doc.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of creature is Rikki Tikki Tavi? A mongoose. Remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that movie? It's an old movie. Who's pitching at the Red Sox opening day game? Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
And from what country did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands? Denmark.
What? So there you go.
I wish I had some law questions.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob. Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's caller, Amelia. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF.
Well, what brings you to morning court?
Oh, well, I'm calling because I'm frustrated with my husband and his idea of how we should be raising the kids.
Okay.
I should probably give you a little background, right? My husband, he was an Army Ranger for 6 years, and I'm exceedingly proud of his service.
Right.
But that informs a lot of ways he wants to raise the kids. Mm-hmm. We have 3 kids.
Okay.
2 boys, 1 girl. The oldest is 10, the next one's 8, the baby is 6.
Okay.
So when the kids act up, because kids act up, instead of a timeout, he makes them do military-style exercises.
Okay. Like what?
Give you an example, right?
Yeah.
If one of them acts up or, you know, talks fresh or something, he makes them drop wherever we are and give him 10 or 15 push-ups.
Drop and give me 10. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And if they're sassy, because yet again, kids, he makes them do a lap around the block while he drives behind them.
Wow.
I'm all for discipline, right? I'm all for that.
All right.
But I just think it's too much to raise our kids as if they were like recruits in boot camp or something.
Right.
He says it's the best way. It'll teach them respect for themselves and others. All for
He's tough,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Ranger. Okay.
A bit too tough, but okay. So there was a birthday party, family birthday party, right?
Right.
Last month, I was just mortified at what went down.
Okay.
Our eldest, he was, you know, he wasn't listening.
That's the 10-year-old.
Yeah, the big boy. He's 10. He wasn't listening. He was all excited about the party. You know,
right.
They get into it. So what my husband's answer to disciplining him there in front of all those people was?
Yeah.
For him to drop, give him 20 push-ups, and
yeah,
take off his coat. We're in New England. It's cold.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a month ago. And had this boy run around the block.
Oh, man.
3 times.
3 times.
With no coat.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He was just so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right. What'd you do?
I tried to mitigate the situation, right? The baby started to cry. I just comforted him.
Yeah.
Right. Shot him a look.
Yeah.
Right.
And was like, we can't do this in the street. This is ridiculous.
Right.
I was mad, and I took the kids home.
Okay.
He really thinks that timeouts are ridiculous.
He doesn't like timeouts. Oh, boy.
No.
Although he could probably use one, but geez. Yeah.
And, like, we're just so different when it comes to disciplining the kids. I'm not sure how we can make this thing work.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're more inclined to be the talk-it-through mother, right?
Yeah.
There are steps. It doesn't have to always go to the point of a 1,000.
Right.
Drop and give me 20. Okay.
People.
Yeah. Well, he's a ranger and, like you said, probably a disciplined guy, and that's how he thinks the kids should be raised. But, you obviously don't agree with that. So let's do this, Amelia. We will, have people call and, weigh in on the case and see what they think, you should do or he should do. Give you some thoughts on how to move forward. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Amelia. 888-410-1057. Of course, you can call or text the line. And Amelia, you stay tuned.
Okay.
She's not happy with the way her husband disciplines. All right, LBF, do me a favor. Crank up the text machine and see what people are saying there.
Sure.
You do that, and I'm going to go with Chris. Good morning, Chris. What is your take on Amelia's case today?
Good morning. I can't believe that he would do that to his children in front of a birthday party. And I think that she's right. She's got to stop him. I'm all for discipline, but those kids are going to have some deep-rooted psychological issues.
So are you okay with it, Chris, if it was at home and not in public?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. That type of discipline it's not necessary. I mean, the older boy, make him clean his room, do something. I mean, right. But how bad is he? Is he just acting out?
You're not in the army. Well, that's the point. He wants to raise them with that military discipline.
Sure.
You don't like it? Okay. Well, that's what Amelia's feeling. You guys are on the same page. So.
No, I agree with Amelia. She's got to sit down and talk to her husband. Those kids, that really is going to affect them as they grow older. I work in healthcare, and I see so many kids with deep-rooted psychological issues, and it starts at home.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. All right. Good call. We appreciate your passion. LBF, you got some emails?
Yeah, Kathy,
or text,
from,
rather?
Yeah, Kathy from Brockton. Absolutely on Dad's side. We used to do 4 a.m. boot camp when you didn't listen.
Ooh.
We have 3 boys. Of course, then somebody else says, and so Kathy also followed up, and everyone tells us we have the most respectful, polite boys in the older neighborhoods in the neighborhood. Used to praise them for boot camp.
Look at that. All right, let's say hi to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. What's your take on Morning Court?
Good morning. Just saying it's going to be a great day today. And my point is that we had a thing in our household where they would get a chance. So it would be don't poke the bear.
Uh-huh.
And okay. That meant that something's going to happen and it's going to explode.
Right.
And I think that maybe perhaps Amelia can suggest that to her husband as a compromise, that when the children start acting up, then, you know, talk to them and say, listen, if this continues, you're going to have to do this. And
instead
they know
of the
what
instant,
the result of
right.
this is.
Well, look, he's already got the foundation built, so they know that Dad means business. So maybe he can
right.
kind of soften things up here. I mean, how long are you going to be doing this when they're, you know, it's 15, 16? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you,
Good
Lisa.
Good luck, Amelia.
All right.
Bye, hey,
that her husband's idea of discipline might be over the top. He likes to make the kids drop and give them 20, run some laps around the block, you know? And she thinks it's too much. He's a former Army Ranger, and he's cool with it. So any text coming in you like?
Yeah. You know what? Tracy from Lakeville, she said that she thinks that the kids are old enough to give their opinion, maybe have a family conversation, have the kids say how they feel and talk about alternative means of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
She's a teacher, so she said, I see many kids who are disrespectful and rude, and I don't see push-ups as a bad thing, but maybe running without a coat is a little extreme.
Maybe she could do push-ups in the classroom. That'd be.
I don't think that's allowed.
Not yet, yeah. But it could be coming soon to a classroom near you. Okay, Cynthia, good morning.
Hi. My take on it is, I feel that's child abuse to send a child out in the cold running around with no coat, and I don't understand why someone would allow that. And my children felt that their father was mean, and they're older, so and they no longer talk to him, so they better be careful with what they do.
It's got to be balanced. It has to be balanced. You can't just be this barking, you know, drill sergeant all the time. You're right. You'll have no relationship.
Right.
But I see his point of trying to instill some discipline in a very difficult time to do it, right? I mean, it's timeouts. Some people don't work all the time. Timeouts.
No. Mm-hmm. No, but you know. I'm you know what? I'm tough on education and soft on crime. So, like,
it's
as a parent.
Tough education, soft on crime. Okay. That's right. That's so not bad either.
Yeah, you're not talking to the right person.
No, I knew that. Okay. I've seen you, parent.
But Lucy's perfect.
So what's that, Lucy, dear? Yes, ice cream is a perfect choice for dinner.
It is. Why not? Life is short.
Life is short. Just don't tell her that. He's a Ranger, former Army Ranger, so he's got to be extremely disciplined to be an Army Ranger.
You do.
I've known a couple. Oh, yeah, you do.
Like, you know, making the bed and stuff.
Everything.
Tight quarters.
Everything.
You're
survivalists. They're tough.
Oh, they're survivalists?
Oh, well, they have to. They got to go survive in the woods by themselves. I mean, what
oh, it's Rangers? Like a park ranger. Okay.
No, no.
Gotcha.
No. It's an Army Ranger that, you know, he's not one out there right. with Yogi Bear.
Not like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A Power Ranger or
no,
a Night
no,
Ranger.
No. So
or a Park Ranger.
They're tough.
Okay,
anyway,
gotcha.
He likes the kids to drop and give them 20,
mm-hmm.
Do laps around the block if they're fresh. So she called, Amelia did, and she's like, she's over it. But what to do when their husband is just, that's the way he's built. So let's see what you guys think. We're going to start with you, Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bob and LBF. Love your show. Love listening to you. Hey, listen.
Thank you.
I have a 27-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I will tell you this. Discipline goes a long way. My son goes to college.
Mm-hmm.
He turns around and comes back and says, thanks for everything you guys did. It didn't make sense when we were going through it,
wow.
but it does now.
Well, what so was your style of discipline, though, Jim?
Well, it's more my wife. Like, the kids would act up immediately out of the store, even a spanking or two. And what I mean by that, go to a restaurant, kids running around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Our kids would never do that. They would be sitting, and people would be like, how do you guys get them to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't run all over you. Who's the boss?
So,
yeah,
I'm trying to, because you're disciplined, but do you think he's going too far, or are you cool with it?
I'm fine with it because it's not hurting anybody. It's just like, I guess you're weaponizing exercise, but for the thing is, it's a 10-year-old and younger. They're trying to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And because they're trying to push the envelope, I mean, there's no physical beating. There's nothing from a standpoint of abuse.
Right.
It's just a matter of, okay, you know this is coming. You're pushing the envelope. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the kids are trying to challenge you. They're trying to see what they can get away with, especially yeah. in a group of
right.
family members yeah. and friends.
Okay.
True.
All right, Jim.
True.
Good call, though. And thank you, though, because you explained yourself well. And, you know, and I appreciate that. Because
and I appreciate your kids.
Awesome.
Because
yes.
they don't run around. And that
yeah.
drives me berserk.
Yeah.
it's the first thing you notice when you go to a restaurant.
Isn't it
they're
true?
Like, it's a jungle gym.
Oh, my God. It makes me crazy.
That's a whole other fan of me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well,
that's why she sits at the bar touching Dave's knees. And that's a beautiful thing. See?
You guys are awesome. Thanks very much.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye. Hey, ROR, good morning.
So I am a mom. You wanted to hear from
I want to hear from
right?
a mom, yeah.
So I am a mom with two, 14 and 11-year-old girl. And I can see both sides, but I honestly think that it could be a little beneficial for them.
You know,
maybe not to that
Isn't there a sense, part of you that thinks... You know, is it so bad? Because, look, that's what you do in the military. That's what boot camp's all about. They want to give you the authoritative discipline. So
yeah.
you're going to listen and you're going to do as you're told because you can't have an army of, you know, independent thinkers out there or a team.
Well, absolutely. I feel like the kids nowadays, the generation nowadays is lacking discipline.
Yeah, so he's just swinging for the fences. Yeah, he's swinging for the fences. All right, Nicole, thanks to hear from you. ROR, good morning.
I think Amelia should give her husband discipline and drop and give her 20.
Mm.
I guess they wanted sneaky time and uh-huh. maybe give her some pull-ups.
Pull-ups. How does this all come together?
I don't know
how.
What's happening?
Who's being disciplined here? I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I think he is to show her respect for... just out of the blue, wanting sneaky time.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you trunk punish your kids into some sort of exchange of sex? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's I mean, I thought Bob was bad.
I know. I'll follow.
The cake,
listen,
sir.
I'll follow the Elbrick Road. I just
like,
don't know
Bob's
where it's
like,
going.
What's happening?
Even I am confused how sneaky time snuck in to the conversation.
Good Lord in well, heaven.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
So.
Thanks. Bye. I think.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
Sometimes it's even more fun when you're trying to, you can get a little sneaky time.
Uh-huh.
I want to call the cops.
You should.
I feel like I need to write up a report or something and just speak to somebody.
I think what he was trying to get at now that I can think about it is, LBF, he was getting at... No,
Bob
he likes,
speaks perv.
No, I think what he's driving at here is...
Explain it to me, sir.
That he likes discipline so much, maybe a little taste of his own medicine would be appropriate.
I still don't
here.
Get it.
He's just saying if she...
Slap and tickle? What's happening?
Well, that could happen. But no, what he's saying, I think, is... Let's say he does something his wife doesn't like, discipline-wise. Well, no sneaky time for you. You know, drop and give me 20, and then you earn it. That's
sneaky time back. I don't know. It sounds like
I'm
a
not
circle
saying
of
I approve.
Hell to me.
I'm just saying.
But the fact that you can explain it just says so much about you. Excuse me.
I don't know what it says.
Lauren, I speak perv. Let me explain to you exactly what this man means.
Is that what you think I'm saying? No, I mean,
she's bilingual over there.
The morning court today was a good one because it was split. It was a split decision,
yeah,
kind
really
of,
was.
Where
well,
people thought. A lot of folks were not happy with his idea of discipline, went a little too far. Some thought, you know what? He's raising good kids. That at the end of the day, they're going to be disciplined,
there's
whatever.
There's no running amok.
That's the idea. I mean, if that's what the end result is. But anyway, he was an Army Ranger, and that's how he probably got his discipline, right? And he probably was whistling this tune in the morning that I know you... did you sing this song in some kind of musical?
No, I danced to
you
it.
Danced to it.
There was a jazz number.
How
I don't know
old was little Lauren?
I was at the I was 13.
How
I was
cute.
Just, oh, yeah, that no,
awkward.
I wasn't.
Oh, that 13's
I'll
awkward,
show you the
isn't
video.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one. This was Irving Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Right, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I love to remain in bed. Yes. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugle call. You've got to get up. You've got to get up. You've got to get up this morning. I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday
wow.
They're going to find him there.
Murder the bugler. Yeah.
I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
There it is. See, he's got a point.
There you go.
He's going to kill the bugler, go to jail, and you'll never have to wake up.
That's right.
What a song. You got to get up.
A mean parent, they would come into your bedroom early in the morning, and they would sing that song.
Oh, yes. You got to get up.
Yep.
You got to get up. Aaron,
and then it would be in your head all day.
Yes. Oh, didn't your dad sing you that, Aaron?
Every single morning in high school.
They just to get you up. You got to get up. You got to get up.
Yeah.
Love it. Going to murder the bugler.
You love it. Plot twist.
I do that. Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
An Irving Berlin number.
Okay. Why don't you get that video so we can post it so everybody can see awkward LBF.
It was one of my favorite things because we did this dance and in it. And one of the girls slipped and fell, and it should have been on the funniest home videos because I laugh every time
poor
I see
thing.
It. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh God, it was bad.
Were you saluting and
yes,
you
saluting
were
and walking around and like it was a tent. It was just jazz. Jazz.
That's funny.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.